Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'd like a ticket to the museum's special Egyptian art exhibit. I've heard wonderful things about it.
I'm sorry, that exhibit's very popular and we've already sold out of tickets for the morning. We still have some available for this afternoon, though.
I can't wait that long. I'll have to come back a different day. Can I reserve a ticket in advance?
We do offer advance sales, but only for museum members. If you don't have a membership, you can sign up for one here.
Oh, good. I'll do that right now.
Number 32. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 33. Why does the woman apologize? Number 34. What does the man say he will do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Charlotte. Sorry to interrupt, but I've got a management meeting tomorrow about expenses for next quarter, and I'm waiting for the department budget proposal.
I just finished. The only issue is with the estimated cost of office supplies for next year. Based on the requests I've received, we'll need to increase our office supply spending by quite a bit.
Oh, that's not good. There's not very much flexibility for increasing our spending right now. I'll bring this up at the meeting. Let's see what the other managers think about trying to renegotiate our contracts with the vendors we buy office supplies from. Hopefully we can get lower rates.
Number 35. Why does the man say,
I'm waiting for the department budget proposal.
Number 36. What does the woman say about an office supplies estimate? Number 37. What will the man discuss at a meeting? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Heidi, you're the coordinator for the new hire orientation, right? I wanted to check in with you about the three new bank tellers. Did you still want me to go over the benefits with them?
Yes. They'll be trained in the banking software system on Monday morning, and I was hoping you could give your presentation right after lunch that afternoon.
I was afraid of that. I just scheduled another meeting on Monday at 1 p.m. Is there any way you can have me go first in the morning?
Well, we can't really change the schedule at this point, but I'll ask Rob to cover for you, don't worry.
Thanks, Heidi, I appreciate it.
Number 38. What is the woman coordinating? Number 39. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 40. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
I'm so glad you're both here. We need to plan our strategy for next month's business exposition. So, what should we focus on first?
Well, our advertising agency only has a booth at the exposition for 2 days, so we really want to make a strong impression.
I think we should put together a pamphlet with samples of our successful ad campaigns and testimonials from our clients. Can you work on the pamphlet with me, Susan?
Yes, but I'm a little worried about the tight deadline. We'll need to get it to the printers by next week in order to have it in time for the expo.
Number 41. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 42. What does the man suggest doing? Number 43. What does Susan say she is concerned about? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I saw some shoes on display, but I don't know how much they cost. Can you help me?
Sure. Which pair of shoes is it?
Over here. See? These sandals look great, but I can't find a price tag.
Okay, let me take a look. Can I see the box?
Actually, the box isn't on the shelf.
All right. I'll need to find the price on our website. Give me a minute.
Number 44. What does the woman ask the man about? Number 45. Why does the woman say,
"These sandals look great"?
Number 46. What does the man say he will do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Junsu, how's the special order of cakes for the Greenville Cafe coming along? They have to be ready for the noon delivery.
I'm a little behind. When I turned on the mixing machine this morning, there was a loud creaking noise. I needed to figure out what the problem was before going any further.
Oh, I see. Do you think we'll need to call someone to come and have a look at it?
No, I took care of the problem. I just needed to replace a small part. And the cake should be ready on time for the delivery at noon.
Number 47. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 48. What problem does the man mention? Number 49. What will happen at noon? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Jason, I just heard on the radio that there's a big snowstorm heading our way. The train service may be suspended tomorrow, and I'm scheduled to work an early shift.
Oh, I'm glad you told me. If the forecast is that bad, other employees won't be able to come to the store either. I'll decide early tomorrow whether we can open the store or not.
Let me know if you need help contacting the rest of the staff in the morning.
Okay, that would be great. Thanks.
Number 50. What problem does the woman mention? Number 51. What does the man say he will decide tomorrow? Number 52. What does the woman offer to help the man with? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Excuse me, my colleague and I heard your announcement over the airport loudspeakers. You're looking for passengers to volunteer to take a later flight to Dallas?
Yes, this flight is overbooked. So if you don't mind departing at 7 o'clock tonight, I can give you a voucher for $300 off a future flight.
Well, since our meeting isn't until tomorrow, I wouldn't mind getting the discount coupon. Roger, what do you think?
That's fine with me. We can just go have dinner while we wait.
I'd recommend the Italian restaurant in Concourse B. The food's pretty good there. Plus, they have comfortable seating.
Number 53. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 54. According to the woman, what will the men receive? Number 55. What will the men most likely do next? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I ordered a video camera from you a week ago, and it hasn't arrived yet. The tracking number is 17965. Could you find out what's happened to it?
Okay, let me check. I can see from our database that a delivery was attempted yesterday, but it looks like the driver had the wrong address.
But why didn't anyone try to call me? That's not very good customer service. You should have contacted me immediately to confirm my address.
You're right. I apologize for that. Let me confirm your information now so I can reschedule the delivery. And I'll refund the delivery fee to your credit card to compensate you for the inconvenience.
Number 56. Why is the man calling? Number 57. What problem does the woman mention? Number 58. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, earlier I parked my car on the lower level, but I don't have quite enough cash with me to pay. Do you accept credit cards?
I can't process a credit card here at the exit, but you have two options. There's a payment kiosk on the first floor of the parking garage that does, or if you can access the internet, you can pay online using your smartphone.
Good. I'll pay online. And what's the website address that I should use?
The address is printed on the back of your parking ticket.
Thanks.
No problem. Once you've paid the fee online, you'll get a confirmation code emailed to you. Use that number to exit.
Number 59. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 60. What does the man decide to do? Number 61. What will be sent to the man? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and floor plan.
Hi, welcome to Capital Bookshop. Are you looking for something in particular?
Yes, I need a copy of a book called January's Flight. My friends and I are starting a book club next month. People say that it's a good one for generating a lot of questions and comments.
That's true. It's one of my favorites. You can find it on the back wall of the store next to the cafe. The books there are arranged by author. Can I help you with anything else?
No, thanks. But I think I'll browse for a little while.
Number 62. Who most likely is the man? Number 63. What does the woman say she heard about the book? Number 64. Look at the graphic. In which section is the book that the woman is looking for? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and review.
Marcus, did you see the article in Eats and Treats magazine with a list of the best local restaurants? The article gave our restaurant 5 stars in the category of menu options. As the head chef, you must be proud.
Yes, I saw that article, and I'm glad I decided to revise the menu last spring. It shows that customers appreciate healthy food choices.
True, but I'm disappointed that some of our ratings weren't better. I'm not surprised that we scored low in the pricing category, but I am surprised by this one, where we only received 3 stars. We'll have to work on improving that area next year.
Yes, it may be a good idea to meet with the staff about this. They may have some ideas for some changes we can make.
Number 65. Who most likely is the man? Number 66. Look at the graphic. What area does the woman want the restaurant to improve in? Number 67. What does the man recommend doing? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and picture.
Today, for your laboratory technician training, we'll discuss monitoring the thermostat batteries. If the power's too low, we won't know the exact temperature of the equipment.
Do the thermostats in the lab have spare batteries or a backup power source just in case?
No, there's no backup. You'll need to monitor the battery closely. Always check the display screen.
When do I change the batteries?
In your trainee manual, you can see how the battery power levels will appear on the display. Replace batteries when they reach 25%. We don't want to replace them any earlier than we have to, but we can't wait until they run out or we may lose valuable data.
Number 68. What event is taking place? Number 69. What does the man ask about? Number 70. Look at the graphic. According to the woman, how many bars will be displayed when the battery should be replaced?